The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in early December in a case from New Jersey. That state is interested in legalizing sports betting. And if New Jersey is successful, a gaming research firm estimates most other states could allow sports betting within 7 years, creating a multi-billion dollar industry. With me to talk about this is Chris Grove. He's a managing director at Eilers and Krejcik Gaming, which did the analysis. By the way, it predicts Arizona could look to legalize sports betting within 5 years if the high court rules in New Jersey's favor. So, Chris, let's start off broadly. It sounds like you think legal sports gambling could turn into a fairly lucrative market. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's absolutely an understatement. There is, I would call it an almost insatiable demand for sports wagering in the United States currently, and you don't need to look very far beyond the existing black market for offering sports betting to see proof of that. You could also look to the legal sports betting market as it currently exists in Nevada and in Delaware, both states that have witnessed intensive growth over the last decade or so, for further proof of the demand. So if this product were expanded to more states in a legal and regulated fashion, I do think that we would be talking about a multi-billion dollar market by revenue.
Why do you think that people would choose to go through a legal regulated market as opposed to maybe what they've been doing already?
That's a good question. And I would start my answer by saying that we don't believe that everyone would make that choice, that just because there is a regulated market doesn't necessarily mean that we will see the illegal market disappear overnight. The illegal market will continue to offer a number of advantages to consumers, not the least of which is that many illegal sites allow you to bet on credit. And then there's just the issue of consumer habit, privacy, where consumers already feel comfortable, and whether or not regulated sites are going to be able to offer a product and pricing that's competitive with unregulated sites. So there's definitely a case to be made that just because a dollar is currently being wagered illegally in the United States right now does not necessarily mean that a regulated market would capture every cent of that dollar.
And sort of to that point, you're estimating that there's about $60 billion that is being wagered annually now. So clearly, there's a little bit of a gap between what is happening now and what you would expect to happen should more states offer a legal alternative.
Right. So a couple of things come into play. First is that even though the illegal market is large, there are certainly a number of people in America who would prefer not to break the law and who are probably not sports betting as a result of the fact that it is illegal and that betting illegally does come with certain risks and it does come with certain hassles that you wouldn't encounter in a regulated market. So while we definitely believe that the illegal market will continue to capture a significant amount of demand, we think that a regulated market will offer a number of advantages to enough customers that legal sports betting will pull off quite a bit of demand from illegal sports betting, and that the nature of the legal sports betting market itself will create a new pool of customers who otherwise wouldn't have been interested in sports betting, at least not in the way that they currently could via the illegal offshore market.
Now, based on the case before the Supreme Court now dealing with New Jersey, and based on what you would expect other states to offer if New Jersey is allowed to offer, are we talking betting on any sporting event? Is it just on sort of the results of a season? Are we talking about game by game? Are we talking pro and college? What are the parameters that you're looking at here?
I think that you'll be looking at a sports betting product that is quite close to the one that is currently offered in the state of Nevada. The one exception to that is collegiate sports. You may see the NCAA, which has been vociferous in their opposition to gambling, wield a power that motivates some states to keep college games off the board.
Do you have a sense of what the potential market might be in a state like Arizona? Obviously, there are casinos here. We're not that far from Las Vegas, where a lot of this gambling can happen legally now. Do you have a sense of what the market might be here?
We believe that Arizona would be a substantial market for sports wagering. The proximity to Las Vegas, I don't think necessarily impacts the size of the market or the potential of the market necessarily. For any state, and Arizona is no exception, the biggest questions around how viable the state is going to be as a market have more to do with how the state chooses to roll out sports betting than anything really about the state itself, save obviously population size. So if a state makes sports betting something that's restricted to land-based outlets only, that's going to severely constrict the size of the market in that state. On the other side of the coin, if the state looks for a product that includes both land-based and online sports betting, then you see a dramatic expansion. And it's really that factor of availability that dictates the potential of any market, and Arizona is no exception. The more available the product is, the greater the potential of the market. And then as we talked about when comparing the illegal market to the legal market, the more competitive the product is. So the lower the tax rate, the more room that operators have to offer pricing and promotions that attract consumers, that's also something that's going to dictate ultimately how much demand the market pulls off from the existing illegal market and therefore the size and the potential of the legal market.
Chris Grove is managing director at Eilers & Krejcik, a gaming research firm in California. Chris, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.